Thousands of writers have signed a letter demanding that big companies stop mining their work for free. They don't want companies like Meta or OpenAI to use artificial intelligence, large language models, to suck up their words and learn to write unless they pay for the privilege. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports.
It's always been tough to make a living as a writer. The Coen brothers movie Barton Fink captures society's deep underappreciation of the profession.
You need guidance? Talk to another writer.
Who?
Oh, Jesus. You throw a rock in here, you'll hit one. Do me a favor, Fink. Throw it hard.
According to a forthcoming Authors Guild report, a full-time writer's median income last year was $23,000. The advent of text-based generative AI applications like GPT-4 and Bard that scrape the web for authors' content without permission or compensation and then use it to produce new content is giving writers across the country even more cause for worry.
There's no urgent need for AI to write a novel.
That's Alexander Chi, the best-selling author of novels like Edinburgh and The Queen of the Night.
The only people who might need that are the people who object to paying writers what they're worth.
Chi is among the nearly 8,000 authors who just signed a letter addressed to the leaders of AI companies, such as OpenAI, Alphabet and Meta. Mary Rasenberger is the CEO of the Authors Guild, the writers' advocacy group behind the letter.
It says it's not fair to use our stuff in your AI without permission or payment. So please start compensating us and talking to us.
Rasenberger says the Guild is trying to get these companies to settle without suing them.
Lawsuits are a tremendous amount of money. They take a really long time.
But some literary figures are willing to fight the tech companies in court. Lawsuits involving such authors as Sarah Silverman, Paul Tremblay and Mona Awad allege Meta and OpenAI trained their AI programs on pirated copies of their works. The plaintiffs' lawyers couldn't be reached in time for NPR's deadline, and the AI companies turned down requests for comment. Gina Maccabee is a literary agent in New York. She says the legal actions are a necessary step towards getting writers a fair shake.
It has to happen. That's the only way these things are settled.
Maccabee says agents are starting to talk to publishers about including language that prohibits unauthorized uses of AI in writers' contracts as another way to protect their and their clients' livelihoods.
What I hear from colleagues is that most publishers are amenable to restricting certain kinds of AI use.
The major publishers NPR contacted for this story declined to comment. Maccabee says even if authors' contracts explicitly forbid AI companies from scraping and profiting from literary works, the rules are hard to enforce.
I mean, how does one know if a book is in a data set that was ingested by an AI program? How are you to know?
Start spreading the news. AI's got something to say. It's coding it its own way, learning the rules today.
This AI-generated Frank Sinatra spoof was played at the start of a recent Senate Judiciary Subcommittee hearing on AI. Many such meetings have been held at various levels of government lately. Raman Chowdhury is a responsible AI fellow at Harvard University who testified at one of these hearings.
Right now, there's a lot of talking about it, but we're not seeing yet any concrete legislation or regulation coming out.
She says the way forward is bound to be messy.
Some of it will be litigated, some of it will be regulated, and some of it people will literally just have to shout until we're heard.
Chowdhury says for now, the best thing authors and those that support them can do is ask AI companies to play nice. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.